Stoppers at 215 Stop if you have any information. Police chiefs from across the state are in Montgomery this week learning about the latest technology and training for officers. This includes the latest body cameras, new vehicle styles, and virtual reality training. And the Selma Interpretive Center will soon be expanding. The National Park Service is coordinating with the city of Selma to expand the facility. This includes new exhibits, a new state-of-the-art 100-seat theater, and a new film. The expansion also includes structural improvements to the building. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228 is where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies. you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Joey Sam is always an interesting interview.
Absolutely.
He's a sharp kid.
I want to read that writ of mandamus, or as he called it. I'd like to actually read it myself, see how the case is going to be presented.
I'm sure you can go to supremecourt.gov.
Yeah, there you can find it.
And just bathe in it if you like. Let's bring in another old-time friend, not an old friend, a old-time friend, Paul Beckman, into the studio. Paul, welcome back to the Dan Moore Show.
Nice to be here.
I want to tell you something. We miss you on Legislative Roundtable.
I miss, you know who I miss? I miss old Brubaker, Brubaker myself.
Brubaker, Joey and I would always get a kick out of it where Brubaker would roll his eyes.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yes.
And I told my internet guy, I said, I'm thinking about putting a camera in the room just to put it on Brubaker when Paul Beckman says something to watch him throw his head back and stuff. How have you been?
I've been doing well. Been involved with this county commission race over in Autauga County, District 1.
So tell us about that race.
It's an interesting race. I basically take the position that, you know, my past experience as far as looking at these legislations that come down from the state has basically opened my eyes in reference to what's going down on the local level. Some of it is good and some of it isn't good. But most of the stuff is that what I hear is the lack of knowledge about what does our county commission do? Where does it get its money? How can we fund it? What can we do with the projects? And the first thing that I say to them is, let's look at the plan of 2010 when the legislators came into session. What we did was, we basically looked at where our money was going. We basically looked at reallocation as far as our money, as far as priorities were concerned. We basically created incentives by putting people to work and getting things out there. We basically looked at the internet sales tax and did things of that situation of thinking outside the box. And this is what you have to do. And I think the game plan is the same for Autauga County. Autauga County, you have to look at that plan and follow it. For example, what does Autauga County have? It has a lot of land. It's right next to Montgomery where you have a lot of industry. So we need to feed that. So we need to offer incentives. We need to go out. The other thing is in order to increase it, you've got to go out toward the Pine Level area. You got to put water and sewer in. You got to build your infrastructure up. Therefore, you get more roofs on the top. You get more roofs. You get more ad valorem tax. You get businesses out there. Now, one of the things that I think that I looked at and I studied that a lot of people don't quite grasp is I looked at House Bill 2. This was the gas tax, and I know a lot of people were against it. But there were a lot of little things in there that added new money. For example, the electric cars, the registration on there, the hybrid cars in reference to it, the additional monies that it was going to generate, $193 million, the different grant programs that just came out when KIV announced the $10 million that was out there. When you get this type of money coming in, it takes the place of other monies because this HB2 money, for example, was designated for the infrastructure. It couldn't be used for salaries. It couldn't be used for other insignificant things. So it frees up that money for infrastructure. Plus, you have matching funds. And we gave each county will get $400,000 from ALDOT and that reference to it. But the problem is you have to give up $553 million of the federal money that was coming in on that. But the problem is what? How much money was the county using in reference to federal funding? Was it being matched? These are the issues when you look around that you've got. Another example was, even though it may be not so, didn't get to great publicity, but SB 228, which was the the prisoners' money for it, and they increased that from $1.75 to $2.25. Now, what is so significant about that? What's so significant, it now stays in the department there, and it can
stays in the sheriff's department.
Right. And it basically, he can use 25% of that for his operating expenses. Now, what happens is they have an emergency fund, which they can get so that you can go to if they run out. It doesn't make the sheriff liable, but what it also does was it allows it to build. Because the money that you don't use after you use the 25, it carries over to the next year and the next year and the next year. So this pot is getting bigger. It goes back to the same way on the gasoline. The gasoline tax, we go from 6 cents in January, right now, 6 cents, but in September, we go to 8 cents. What's that's going to produce? That's going to produce $196 million this year. Next year, it's going to produce $226 million, and then 2023, it's going to produce $326 million. This is new money. This is new money, and the question is how do we get our hands on it? What I'm also concerned about was the fact that we always have, in Otago County, we had the ad valorem tax. All right, five mil went to the county commission. 2.5% went to as far as roads and bridge. They're using this money as far as the reserve. We don't need our county commission to be a bank. Saving for reserve. That used to be my biggest.
You think they need to spend it?
Well, they need to be smart. They need to be at an objective standard rather than when new money is being allocated, they're sitting back there and holding. Because you as a taxpayer, if you're not getting your services, you're going to start wondering why they're holding on to the money. That's more of a subjective in as far as a political issue is concerned.
You think they're not getting their services?
Well, let's just put it to this way. In my district, which is the smallest district, District 1, there are basically everybody has the same population. Okay, we've got 55,000 people in Otago County. We've got approximately...
Which is the smallest geographic area.
It's the smallest geographic area. Okay. We're going to the pumps more. We're going to the pumps more, and we're paying that gasoline tax, and we're going into Montgomery because we work for the government or we work for state government. We're going in there.
But maybe not in a little while when you have the occupation tax.
Right. But the bottom line is what happens is that then they take that money and it doesn't get put in back into our district. And it goes, and people are saying, well, it's kind of like taxation without representation. What we're saying is look, we just like to see our fair share of what we're contributing to the county. And of course, they would say they're doing this and do, but mine is the smallest area.
Right. But what you're telling me is you do want to spend it.
Right, I do want to spend some, but
that's
I do.
That's enough. Tell me how big the county budget is.
The county budget is, I haven't seen. That's the problem. I haven't seen the county budget. A lot of the people have been asking. It comes out once a year by statute.
What was it last year?
I hadn't seen it. I hadn't seen the budget. That's the problem. Nobody knows where the money's going. I don't. I haven't seen it, and I confess to that. I don't think anybody has. Well, that came up in a debate Thursday night, and they said, well, we're going to start publicizing this, but yet the statute says, according to the Alabama Code, that it's got to be put out there once a year. And it's put out there, was put out there, I understand, December 19th of 2019, but yet nobody can get a hold of that paper to get the budget on it and everything else.
Okay, so you're telling me if I Google Otago County, there's not going to be a thing in here that says what the budget is.
I haven't looked at that, Dan. I'll be honest with you. You pulling something up?
I am. Let's see. Commissioner Otago's district maps.
Boy, we got dead air here right now.
Yeah, well, it's going to take me a little while to find it, I guess.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen the budget, so if I ask you what's the largest line item in the budget, you don't know.
Well, I know right now there's a couple things. That's right. There's a couple things that have brought my concern as far as going up. Is number one is I know that the internet sales is going up, so the education is getting more, okay, in reference. The ad valorem as far as the millage has stayed the same. The ad valorem taxes has gone up, and the gasoline taxes have gone up. So as that's going to increase the bottom line as far as the budget is concerned, as far as the county is concerned.
Is most of your district in the city limits?
Yes, and that is kind of like the you don't hear too much about it because the mayor does a great job. Bill Gillespie does a great job. He basically tells me where the problems are. He says the city is trying to take care of this. But we do have some issues in reference to the city that it's kind of, it affects us. I don't know if it affects the county like it should, but we have more apartments going up in District 1, which is causing the value of our property to drop down. We have more people in apartment areas that are living around the Daniel Pratt Jr., elementary school, which the school is overcrowded. So what we've got is people basically coming in, using our services, and then leaving. Now, at the end of McQueen Smith, we're fixing to build 150 rooftops to 200 rooftops at the end of McQueen and Smith, which is right at the intersection of 31 and McQueen Smith. So right that's going to basically have that particular issue as far as, and those houses are going to be $150,000 houses. So the question is, on McQueen Smith, it's two lane until you get on the other side of Cobb Ford, which is four. So here again, we have a lot of the neighbors complaining about the infrastructure. We're having a lot of them complain about the crime. We have a lot of them complaining about the value of the property going down. So they are, the city is doing a new fire station back there around the new car dealership up there, over there on Cobb Ford, that's going to help assess the area. But that is essentially what's transpiring, because we only have one fire station up around at this point in our district behind Walmart.
Let me go to a break and come back and do that. We're going to be back with Paul Beckman right after this. Yeah.
Dan Morris Show.
You don't have to talk all night. I'm a man who can't say no.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Do
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we get back to Paul Beckman, how would you like to start out in purchasing a house with $100,000 of equity in a house? Sounds like a pretty good deal. Well, Paul and Christy Mello can do that for you because they have a piece of property that's on Monticello Drive. It appraises at $455,000. Appraisal is not old, it's new, it's current, and they are selling this house for $355,000. But here's more. It's got a new roof. It's got a new privacy fence around the pool. It's remodeled two of the bathrooms, painted some of the rooms inside of the house, and you get a $10,000 allowance for upgrades with a home warranty and a pool warranty. That is a heck of a deal. Now, Paul and Christy can do this for you. You just need to give them a call, and they will show you this property. You will start out with $100,000 in equity. That is amazing. 399-7648. 399-7648. Forget Zillow. Call Mello. Paul and Christy, personal friends of mine and great people. Give them a call. Start out $100,000 to the good. Let me return back to Paul Beckman. Paul, I looked up and Tulloch County does not have a budget that's posted online at their website.
That's what we've been saying. Transparency, and that's one of the first things that I would correct as far as is making sure that that budget is out there and people know what numbers we're working from. That's been a contention. Other candidates have raised it also. And so I am looking at legislation. I have looked at basically other bills that have is finding where the surplus may occur, what we can look at. Because once you have the budget and you start looking at how it's reallocated, it's like without mentioning any names, like one of the key officials for the city said, look at on the millage there, as far as it looks like it's not being used for the roads and infrastructure, it's looked for as being used as far as the reserve. And then, of course, the other thing is now I'm happy to hear that some of the internet sales have gone up in a 0.5 0.5 as far as the tax dollars now is going to the Board of Education, which is on the internet. And basically, as we well aware, is the Supreme Court changed the law where you don't have to necessarily have brick and mortar in the state in order to claim taxes. Now, all people doing business with Alabama, regardless of brick and mortar, now you're going to be asked to pay the sales tax.
Yeah, Amazon does it on their own. I'm kind of surprised that. Do you have a city school system in a county?
No.
Or is the county the city?
We are the county. The board over there and Spence AG have done a tremendous job. Even though we are 134 as far as the millage, we are basically, we take the 10 mil and the 6 mil goes to the education situation just like it is. We're the 134th as far as all the different counties. We are last, but what we produce over there, we get a buck for a dollar. We want to change that, but just because you're getting a lot of money and you only ranked 134 does not have anything to do with the quality of education that Autauga County students get.
It would be, I would think within a week you need to figure out what that budget is, even if somebody's got to slip one to you, because if somebody's not showing the budget, then there's something they don't want you to see in the budget.
Right.
And good government is always you start with what is the very largest thing that you spend money on till you get to 50% of your budget.
Right.
And see, that's where you really have to focus. It's not the other 50% on the little knick-knack stuff. It's what right. are your big numbers. I would think that sheriff's department would be a pretty high one right. that was in there. You're not putting money in schools, right?
Well, we're not as far as actually coming out of the county. It's already earmarked as far as appropriation. But the thing about it, when you have other bills that basically can now add as far as new money, you basically reshuffle the deck, and you're able to use other monies for other purposes.
okay? Is economic development would be interesting to find out, what is your economic development number this year?
Well, and see, that brings me to some questions that need to be asked. We have always cooperated, or I have, even when I was in the legislature, with the city chamber of commerce. The city basically would work with the city, and basically they were subsidized by the city. I don't know if they were getting any subsidization from the county, but it seems like that the city was basically doing things in the city because of the county. I don't recall of hearing so many projects outside the county in reference to economic developments in reference to that. That's why I have worked with Miss Young up there at the electric co-op up there, and Tom up there, in reference to, they have an industrial park up there that they're trying to get the growth up there as far as businesses are going up there. And I think the only way that you're going to get businesses up there is when you start getting the water, sewer, and start doing the infrastructure. The big issue was the cross, that bridge is across 31 as far as the infrastructure was concerned. Once you're able to have a water treatment plant out there, water and sewerage out there, then you can do some serious broken field running. You'll get more rooftops out there. You got Marlboro out there. You'll start going out to the...
So you're more focused on getting more rooftops versus economic development.
Well, that's correct, because we're bringing in right now, as far as the city is concerned, we got Hardy Boards coming in. We've got other manufacturers that are coming in as far as in there. What we're running out is these rooftops and spaces out there. And, of course, our schools are being overcrowded down, too, as far as in my particular area. So that's another issue that has been kind of wagging its tail, as far as, do we want to make a change over to a city school system versus a county school system. And I'll be honest with you, right now I'm in favor for a county school system. I'm not interested in deviating from a city school system right now. Too much resources, too much lack of knowledge. And one of the greatest things, let me just bring this up, Dan. Mm-hmm. Back in 2011, when I sat in the legislature with Jeremy Odom, I think Greg Faulkner was the superintendent at the time, we floated a bill out there, and we got it shut down in reference where we could basically contract for the superintendent out there. And so, you know, that brought down, I remember Mike Hill coming out of the rafters on that and saying, you're taking the vote away from my people, and the bill was shot down. This last year, it was just now passed. Now, Autauga County is going to have the opportunity to basically hire by contract as far as a superintendent is concerned. That should be interesting as far as the qualifications, the individual, and the direction that's going to take the county.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. So you have primary opposition?
Yes, I do. I have two fine individuals that are part of the community. They are out running. I'm not going to mention their name, but I'm just going to say to you, go to my website of Paul Beckman, get my information, and vote for Paul Beckman in District 1 as far as your county commission, and let my experience work for you as far as all the 8 years that I've served in the state legislature.
Paul, I appreciate you coming in today. Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for your coming in. Good luck with the race 2 weeks from today. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
And sell an evening star. Through the windows of her universal house, of her universal house.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more, C Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment?
more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't go out to eat, go out to Eta at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. Hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth.
Nah.
Go out to Eta at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A former owner of the San Francisco 49ers gets a presidential pardon.
Today, President Donald John Trump signed an executive order of clemency, granting a full pardon to Edward DeBartolo Jr.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley at the White House with retired football stars who played for DeBartolo. He pleaded guilty in 1998 of having paid Louisiana's governor $400,000 for a riverboat gambling license. Didn't serve time, but he paid $1 million fine, was suspended a year by the NFL, and ceded control of the team. Mike Bloomberg qualifies for a Democrats' presidential debate tomorrow in Las Vegas. He's second in a new national poll behind Bernie Sanders. President Trump weighing in on Bloomberg's rise in the race.
This was the president's take, tweeting out, quote, "The crooked DNC is working overtime to take the Democratic nomination away from Bernie again. Watch what happens to the superdelegates in round two. A rigged convention." The prediction from the president this morning.
Fox's Blake Berman. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a wet forecast on and off for the next few days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature 74. Tonight's low 55. Tomorrow, risk of some scattered showers. A cooler day, high 65. Then another surge of rain coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. A cold rain at that. Thursday's high 53. A chilly day Friday, but we're dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. I want to thank Paul Bettman for dropping by and saying hi to us. Got to get that budget, though. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, y'all doing okay today?
We're doing good, Jim. And you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, I live over here in his district. He's I guess he lives in, he's got to live in my neighborhood somewhere around over here, but one of the guys running against him, a guy named Rusty Jacksland, he's a Prattville policeman. He lives right around the corner from me. In fact, he's one of several policemen that live over here in this neighborhood, Silver Hills. And and there's some other guy I never heard of. Jacksland looks like he's getting a lot of support. See a lot of his signs up in just about all the yards over here. So anyway, he's a good guy. He's a police officer. He's got a couple of kids, and he's been living over there ever since I've lived here. He's like a good guy. Anyways, I just want to throw that in there.
Okay. How do you think the county is run? Do you think they're doing a good job?
Do what now?
How do you think the county is being run? Do you think the current commission is doing a good job?
Well, the lady that was in this district, Sid, I forget her last name. She's an older lady. She just retired, I guess. You know, but I think they've done pretty good. I mean, I don't have any complaints.
Okay.
I mean, we got good schools. You know, they're pretty decent schools. And the only thing I like this county, I'm just not real thrilled the way this county's set up. Where you got in Prattville, you got Elmore County's in Prattville, the city of Prattville. It's kind of weird. That's kind of a weird deal there. You can go just about six blocks down from the Walmart, and you're in Elmore County, but you're still in the city of Prattville.
Right.
I wish we could get rid of Elmore County over here, but that'll never happen.
You're going to buy it from them?
Yeah. Dan, what do you think about old Blago getting commuted there?
Well, I don't know.
I pronounce his name Blago. Blago, you bitch.
Yeah.
Blago.
Yeah, I think they went a little too heavy on him myself, but
yeah. I think he's served enough time.
Okay, yeah. Let him loose.
Yeah.
Cut him loose.
Yeah, that's a feel good story there. I'm sure he's learned his lesson.
I know he's going to be happy to get home to his wife.
It seems like.
Have you seen his wife?
No, should
oh,
I?
Oh,
man. Should I have?
Yes.
It seems like a good lesson,
though. Stormy Daniels type.
Whether it's Blagojevich or it's Roger Stone, if you're a very flamboyant personality, careful in the legal system.
Yeah, really. Avenatti.
Yeah.
Dan, have you seen your buddy's latest ad there on TV, Bradley? Where he's firing, where he shows Tuberville and getting fired, and who's the other one that?
At Tuberville Sessions, and then him.
Yeah. That's kind of corny. Yeah. Whoever came up with that ad, kind of corny. Yeah. What did you think about it? You see, they're sitting out in this room, and he walks by and says,
I thought it didn't bode me over or anything, but
I think they just need to stick with the issues. This other stuff, you know, it's just has nothing to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? The same way I feel about Coleman's ads. He shows these stupid ads. They had nothing to do with doing the business of the people. What is beating your daughter's boyfriend's up with a baseball bat have to do with?
Wait. Threatening to beat them up.
Only threatening to beat them up.
Yeah.
Extorting them to write their name on it or you'll beat them up. That's extortion. That looks like extortion to me or something. I don't know.
I don't know about extortion. But, go ahead.
But,
just wait for the dowry.
But anyways, yeah, I just think these guys need to stick with the issues. So, anyways, I'm just kind of rambling today.
You are kind of rambling today.
Yeah, I'm looking for the debate tomorrow night. Boy, old Sluggo's going to be in there. That's going to be a knockdown dragout. So Bernie's going to be on the middle, and Warren's going to be on one side, and Bloomberg's going to be on the other side.
If they use that last poll, it will be. I don't know. I think they average them. If they average them, then Biden will be to his right, and I think Elizabeth Warren will be to his left.
Here's how they ought to do it, Dan. They ought to line them up by the height. You know, they kind of look like a xylophone there, all the way down the little Mikey at the end.
Yeah, like I said, the first thing I'm going to be looking for is what is the look of the stage? How does it look? Does it look too white? Does it look too old? Does it look too short? Does it look too whatever? Because that is what I'm looking for. What is the first look you get when you look at those guys? Yeah. And what does it look like when they come out? What does it look like when they're standing behind their treadmill?
There'll be seven people there, right?
It will be Biden, Bernie, Mayor Pete, Amy, Elizabeth, and then Mike. So six.
So 4 70-year-olds plus, and then two younger ones. Going to look like a senior citizen.
There's one younger one. Who's the other younger one?
I'm talking about people in their 70s and 70s, upper 70s. You got Bernie and Bloomberg and Warren and Biden. Kind of look like a Sun City convention.
Yeah, it'll look like Klobuchar and her son are going to the assisted living facility.
Hey, yeah, maybe they can say, hey, Gramps.
Yeah.
But it should be entertaining.
Without a doubt.
Now, is that on CNN? Or
NBC.
NBC. Oh, okay. Good. Oh, no.
You'd have Chuck Todd. You'd have,
be on there.
You'd have Chuck Todd. You'd have Lester Holt asking questions and a couple of others.
Not Rachel.
I don't remember Rachel's name in the lineup.
Oh, okay. All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to East. East, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I've got a question. I hear this word being thrown around, and I don't think that most of us in Alabama are completely acquainted with the concept of an oligarch. Now, Mr. Bloomberg has been called an oligarch by different commentators. I'm real nervous about this cat, man. I mean, you know, history is replete with people that have said, I'm going to take over and this is what we're going to do. And guess what? They did it. And a lot of people got hurt and a lot of people got killed. And am I being unreasonable?
No, not at all. Because let me tell you something. What happens when being a student of history, you go through and you get someone who they like him because they have a whole lot of money and that's why they like him, and they make all these promises, those are the people that think they know what's best for you. In other words, you're an idiot, they're smart, so you shouldn't have a 32-ounce drink. You need to go get two 16-ounce drinks so you'll realize that you're doing something wrong. That's basically what Bloomberg is saying. So what he's going to do is he's going to come out with what is right for East, Dan, and Joey.
Well, and it makes it even worse when he says you're an idiot. You can't decide what to put in your own body, let alone a soft drink, anything else. And you're not smart enough to have a gun, but you are smart enough to vote for me.
There you go.
Well, these are things that bother me. I mean, if I were to start treating women the way it's been reported that he's treated women recently. Now, come on. You wouldn't be hearing from me unless I got some commissary money on the payphone. You know what I mean? it's like, my turn's over, and I mean, I just, and this business of, I don't know, Dan, me and you, we might not be around under his regime. I mean, we got sick and it's like, I guess maybe we should just do society a favor and die. Is that what I'm hearing, or is that just not terrible?
Yeah, and again, this is where you have a problem with the guy who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He's going to do a cost-benefit analysis on Dan and East on whether we need to have cancer treatment again. And they go, that Dan guy, he's a little getting old out there. Why don't we just give him some morphine? He's not worth $250,000 worth of injections.
Well, I think you are. But look, I'm worried about this. And people really need to think about it. Okay, yeah, he's rich and he's short. All right, that's cool. But it's like he is really saying that farmers are stupid. He is, he's making these broad statements where he wants to run our lives.
Yeah.
And we've seen that in the last century where people have actually gotten away with that, man. We've got to be very careful.
Yeah, well, and again, he knows what's best for Dan, East, and Joey.
Yeah. He didn't make Joey cut his hair, did he?
No, Joey did that on his own.
My own decision.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure, man. Liberty. All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great day. And, put my name in. I'm down the road. Sweet Creeker, I'm going to be stopping by and put my name in the hat for that.
Month and day?
11/21.
11/21 still? You haven't changed that, huh?
No, I haven't. I still identify as an old guy. So,
East, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show is going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On FM. Smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Okay, well, we started almost 2 hours ago.
Right.
Bloomberg is qualified for the debate on Wednesday. Let's listen in from CBS.
Breaking news from the Democratic presidential race, where a national poll out this morning shows how much Mike Bloomberg is affecting the campaign. It finds the former New York mayor is now in second place with 19% support behind Bernie Sanders, who has jumped into a commanding lead at 31%. That 19% qualifies Bloomberg to debate the other candidates for the very first time tomorrow night in Nevada. Nicole Killian is in Las Vegas. So the campaign is responding how exactly?
This morning, Michael Bloomberg's campaign responded by saying that qualifying for this debate shows that the former mayor's message is resonating with Americans, and he looks forward to competing with the other candidates on stage Wednesday night. Keep in mind, Bloomberg is not running here in Saturday's caucuses, where the candidates are reaching out to a more diverse group of voters.
Having a cabinet, having a team that is like the rest of America matters. We've got to have representation.
Candidates are making their final pitches in a state where a third of the electorate is black or Latino.
I have had historically overwhelming support from the African-American community.
Okay, so Bloomberg hits the stage, and as I said almost 2 hours ago, I think America's going to be watching this one. I think their numbers are going to be far higher than they have been in the past. It may not be for the whole thing, but I think the entrance of it, probably the first hour, because I hate to say that well, it may be different. The last one was boring.
Yes, very boring.
Very boring. There's not enough Corona and wine to really take the edge off of that.
And I'm sure you've noticed, and this is anecdotal, of course, but I've noticed more people calling who haven't called in a long time, more people listening who haven't listened in a long time, and on social media, there's more of a buzz. People posting about politics who don't usually post about it. So I think just generally, people are paying more attention as we get closer to Super Tuesday.
Yeah, we have so many states involved, so that's a big chunk of the population. You know, one of the things that Dick Worthlin taught me is that 7 days before an election and 3 days after an election are the highest attentive levels of the public, the voting public. They pay more attention to that window. Before you get to that, it kind of is a small percentage. It gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. But that 7 days before, 3 days after, that is the big. So that was always our event windows we do. We were the only people that would go into a state after a primary happened and campaign there because of that factor, because people were paying attention. They had their antenna up. And we were the only people around that did that.
Now, on Bloomberg, I was saying this earlier today. I wonder if you agree. Can you think of anybody who better represents the face of the establishment? He's a media mogul, big media. He's played every which side of the political aisle and given money. I mean, and he is kind of this, I know better, and I know better
he
for
really
you.
He really does. I mean, it's Jeff Sessions, master of the universe.
Yeah.
He really thinks he's... Have you seen some of the videos of him doing the play in New York and things like that?
Mm-mm.
Where he's dressed as a dragon and he's this guy that may go to New Hampshire and Iowa and may run for president one day type thing.
He's dressed as a dragon?
Yeah, with a tail and everything.
Well, I gotta look that up.
It's good. In the stuff, he's starting to feel what it's like to be in the sights of folks. Now, he'll have people that, like Doug Shum, who's his poster, who say, well, he's gone through debates before, and he's done this and that, and he really knows his material well. I hate to say, from what I've heard him say, and these little, they're only 15-minute speeches. I could not find any speech that was more than 15 minutes. Most of them are 10, 11, 12 type stuff. He's going to find being on a debate stage for 2 hours and not know what's coming next from either the moderators or your opponents. I think that's going to kind of jar him. But his weakness is he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room and he thinks he can handle it. And somebody's going to go in there and clean his clock one time, I think.
Right.
I think it's all said and they're going to go, look at this. Wow. Elizabeth, I didn't know you had such a right cross.
See, I don't know if it'll be one of the progressives, though. I don't know if Bernie or Liz, they'll play to their base and their supporters, but I'm wondering maybe Klobuchar could get a hit in.
I think because Klobuchar said, I want him on the debate stage. Right. I want to debate him. Mayor Pete will not. Mayor Pete is neutral, center. I'm the guy you get along with. Now, if he gets attacked, he'll push back. But Elizabeth Warren, her, you know, doing the wine cave for Mayor Pete, what do you do when you have a $60 billion gorilla sitting on the stage? I mean, God!
He didn't just have a fundraiser. He owns a white guy.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's like, you know, somebody's going to take a picture of his private airplane. What does it look like? What are the numbers on it? What's the initials on it? Is it, does it have a vanity number on it? Which a lot of people do.
But, I mean, Bloomberg can say with a straight face, Liz, Bernie, y'all are both millionaires.
Yeah.
And it just, it rings hollow.
I just have a few thousand million more than you
right,
do.
Right.
I have 60,000 million more than you do. Jeez, I love it. Okay, let's continue on here. Bloomberg qualifies. Bernie ready to rumble.
And we're going to win this nomination.
With a comfortable lead in Nevada, Bernie Sanders' campaign in California and Washington State already looking ahead to states where there will be a new candidate on the ballot.
Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk.
CBS News has learned Sanders' aides have privately expressed concern that Michael Bloomberg, with his $415 million in campaign spending, would emerge as their most formidable opponent.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
And for the first time, the former New York City mayor targeted Sanders directly in a new digital ad, accusing Sanders of ignoring some of his supporters' aggressive tactics, likening them to President Trump. Back in Nevada, 26,000 voters have already participated in early voting. Some waited as long as 4 hours in line.
We'll try again tomorrow.
I don't know if I'll have enough volunteers.
After the debacle at the Iowa caucus, volunteer Seth Morrison is worried.
When we asked on the training this morning how that will work, what kind of data, what kind of charts, they said, we're working on a video to show you how the paper backup works.
Well, Nevada scrapped the app that was used in the Iowa caucuses, but state party officials say that they are confident that they have a secure and efficient process in place.
Okay, so now you not only have the caucuses happening where they're voting now on it, you have this debate. Bloomberg is not on that ballot. It looks like Bernie will walk with that one, even though I always say, I'm not interested in the numbers, but I can look at two polls, and both the polls basically show Bernie well in the lead, and Biden either number two or number three
right.
is in there. So that, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the debate. I've never been excited about watching a debate. I'm excited about watching at least the first 45 minutes of this one, because Bloomberg's either going to make it or break it. And if he can feel the rant, and I tell you what, all the pundits that are Bernie fans, sycophants, or Biden, they are going to tear Bloomberg up. The ones that kind of want a battle, they're going to make it a battle. And I just can't, and listening to CNN and MSNBC, they just don't like Bloomberg for some reason. I'm not sure what the deal is, but they just don't seem to like him. It's going to be fun to watch, my friend. Going to be back, final hour, Dan Marr Show, right after this.